All right, let me jump over here to the Right Side Way monologue. I'll remind you guys, yesterday we had a discussion on the show with Alabama State Senator Will Barfoot. Barfoot's a conservative guy. He's not generally known for big government antics or anything. But he has an intriguing bill that he's already pre-filed for legislative action that would allow the state to step in if local law enforcement is not able to enforce the law. Interesting. Is it big government? Or is it safe streets? Is it possible to be both? But the underlying premise for the bill is the real story here. How amazing and sad that in the red state of Alabama, we have lawmakers who feel that the only way to restore order to some of the liberal, crime-ridden communities in our state is for state intervention to occur from Montgomery. It's a conundrum, made all the worse when you consider the crime rate in Birmingham and Bessemer put both of those two cities on the top five list of cities with crime problems in the nation. Wow. In Bessemer, according to that recent study, you stand a 1 in 9 chance of being the victim of some type of crime. That's awful. Our capital city of Montgomery, communities in Jefferson County, even some of our smaller communities, are facing issues with pockets of criminal activity that affect not just the victims, but really the quality of life for everyone there. Liberal mayors and councils and commissioners seem to constantly err on the side of the criminal. Justice becomes perverted by weakening the standards that we have all agreed to live by. And when that happens, it creates fear and discord. People everywhere want to live in peace. But the absence of justice creates the absence of peace. The absence of justice is anarchy. And there is no peace when anarchy is allowed to reign. All right, I love a good movie. I'm drawn to movies that have like a hero element to them. The hero who stands up against injustice. I love flicks like The Book of Eli, Open Range, Gladiator, the newest version of The Magnificent Seven, The Outlaw Josie Wales, Jeremiah Johnson. I mean, that's some good testosterone-laden cinematic genius, all of it right there. All of them filled up with good acting, good scripts, and a constant string of good one-liners. And one of those movies that I really love would be Tombstone. Anybody says they don't like Tombstone, well, I'm questioning their patriotism. And any man who says they don't like Tombstone, then I'm also questioning their manhood. Well, not really. Well, yeah, really. So there's several great scenes in Tombstone, but let me focus on one for our discussion today. It's a scene in which one of the main bad guys, a member of the Cowboys gang named Curly Bill, he comes out of the opium den and he murders the town marshal whose name was Fred. Wyatt Earp hears the shots and he rushes out and he pistol whips Curly Bill. But the town loved old Fred the marshal. Angry crowd began to gather immediately. And Wyatt knew that Curly Bill was guilty, but when the crowd got antsy and one man yelled, "Get a rope!" Wyatt's response was, "Nobody's hanging anybody. He'll stand trial for what he's done." Now, was he taking the side of the criminal? But then members of Curly Bill's gang showed up, and they demanded that Wyatt let him go. One of the bad guys was a guy named Ike Clanton. He tried to bluster his way into making Wyatt Earp let loose of the bad guy. Suddenly, Ike found himself staring down the business end of a Colt Peacemaker, with Wyatt saying, "Your boys might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe." So was Wyatt taking the side of the people at that point? In the whole 3-minute segment, whose side was Wyatt Earp even on? He stopped the bad guy, then he saved the bad guy. He denied the townsfolk their vengeance, but he also denied Ike Clanton his attempt to subvert the legal system. In reality, what that entire scene portrays was that Wyatt Earp's position was to take the side of justice, actual justice, not one side or the other, but the law. The enforcement and the application of the law and the outcome supplied by the law through the application of actual non-biased on the books keep the peace justice. And that sense of actual justice is what liberal DAs and activist politicians seem to have forgotten about. When a liberal DA, like those so often in the news right now, say they will not pursue the actual application of law and enforce and prosecute crimes, well, they often do so under the guise of helping the disenfranchised. But that's not their job. Their job is the application of justice. Justice and vengeance are not the same thing. Vengeance is the enacting of punishment against someone for a perceived wrong because you have a grievance. But justice is bigger than that. Justice is matter of fact. Justice is even tempered. Justice is based on both law and fact. Justice is actually required. It's a duty to enforce and pursue what is legally and naturally right. And vengeance against the wrongdoer is often a matter of passion. But justice is the even-keeled protection of rights and the stability that comes from law and order, regardless of whether it's enacted on the part of the accuser or the accused, the perpetrator or the victim. Justice protects the weak. Justice defends the right way of doing things. Justice establishes order in our communities. Justice maintains civility. And justice upholds proper authority. Because justice cares for the aggrieved, but makes sure that both passion and compassion both remain tempered and manageable. Justice is supposed to seek what is best for all. In a sense, justice sets the tone for peace, real peace. So think back to that scene from Tombstone. What if Wyatt Earp had just joined in with the crowd and said, "Yeah, get a rope"? His character was angry. He liked old Marshal Fred. But would you have felt as good about his character then if he had done that? Or what if Wyatt had just holstered his pistol and stepped away when the cowboys demanded he release Curly Bill? It was a bad spot. There were bullies there everyone feared. Wyatt Earp could have just acquiesced and let it be. But how would you have felt about his character then? The character built up in the movie for Wyatt Earp was that he was a man of infinite courage and unmitigated cool under pressure, but he was also a man who did not let his emotions get the best of him. And a man like that's more of what we need in our society. Men and women who actually enforce the law and prosecute the law. Liberal politicians need to get out of the way and let the men and women who enforce and defend the law actually do their jobs. Right now, in venues all over this nation, we are seeing an epidemic of injustice, the uneven application of the law. Even here in Alabama, a state whose motto is "We dare defend our rights," we have mayors and council members in certain communities who care less about justice and peace and more about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Agenda-driven DAs, many of whom have been backed by George Soros, are making a mockery of actual justice. Like in L.A., District Attorney George Gascon pursued a soft-on-crime policy that eliminated the pursuit of real sentencing for violence and gang-related crimes. Homicides went up 46% in the first year he took office. In Chicago, State's Attorney Kim Fox, she dropped all the charges in nearly a third of felony cases in 1 year, declined to prosecute any number of murders and violent crimes. In Baltimore, the top prosecutor there said her office would no longer prosecute drug prosecution, attempted distribution, trespassing, prostitution, and more, all in the name of public health. It got so bad the governor of the state decided to order an investigation to determine whether or not that office should even still receive state funds. Baltimore's homicide rate skyrocketed to more than 300 murders annually. And then right here at home, in the magic city of Birmingham and its neighbor Bessemer, we have citizens who wonder what is ever going to be done to restore their streets to places where folks can know peace. Those cities and others like them are not seeing justice. They are not living in law and order. And as a result, it's hard for them to know peace. Here's the deal, y'all. K-N-O-W, no justice, no peace. We need some modern-day Wyatt Earps to step up with the even application of justice. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I'm personally sick of seeing the uneven application of law. I get it. There will always be somebody who gets a favoritism or somebody who knows somebody. But right now we're seeing it like wholesale. It's in mass. It's got to stop. Because if you're going to be able to know peace, you got to know there's justice also being applied to your community. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.